many things to do for yourself and for Zen Center. This session was wonderfully done. This is, I think, very unusual. By usual, mind, this kind of thing cannot be fulfilled. I think this is because of your bodhisattva mind, which is to do things for others or for your future descendant, rather than for yourself. What you have in your mind is what should be done for your for others or for your descendants. Although you are quite young, but still you have this mind. I think that is why everything is going so well. But as I said in previous lecture, the most important thing to do for others is not to to build something beautiful for others, or to help them in some materialistic way or a formal way. But to help others by giving true spirit of how to live in this world and true understanding of our life. If we have true spirit of true spirit to live in this world, there is no problem. But because of our superficial understanding of life, we have many problems and suffering. Of course, as long as we live, or as long as we have this body, it is not possible to get out of suffering. So the point is how to change our suffering into joy of life, true joy of life. And this is how to help others. Without this point, we cannot help others in its true sense. If you have this understanding, whatever you do, almsgiving or kind words or loving words, will work. And this is why we practice Zazen too. So, Zazen is not some particular practice to attain something for ourselves. But to have true understanding of life and true spirit of, to acquire true spirit of life. We have to practice Zazen just to practice that as we live in this world without any particular reason why we live in this world. But if we understand that each one of us is a tentative form of the Absolute Being, and whatever we do is the activity of the Absolute Being, which is not possible to be known by us completely, but something which we cannot doubt its existence. It exists, but we do not know what it is completely. And this is the origin of our life. Or source of life. And it is also the life t- to which we deserve after cessation of our activity. If there is something which we should believe in, this kind of absolute unknown being is the only one . There are many names. We call it by many names, but the unknown absolute being is one. So, purpose of practice is to get accustomed to live without being attached to many things but this unknown being. When we find our meaning in this way, meaning of life in this way, naturally, we can help with each other. We will love with each other. Without forcing anything, to others. Keeping a harmonious way between us and between other beings, animate and inanimate beings. We are all friends. So, true love should be based on this understanding. Or else your love will be selfish love. True love should not be selfish. Actually, there is no selfish love. It looks like selfish, but it is not. There is no such love as selfish love. Even though love is not selfish, but when you have the idea of self, which is not real, the love will become blind love without any understanding. So, before we talk about love. But before we love others, we should make this point clear, and we should have the direct experience of Zazen, which is beyond thinking. When you can sit, when you can just sit, you have in the position to love others in its true sense. But on the other hand, idea of self, we cannot fear anything. Without idea, without feeling of self, when we feel something, there, that feeling is the feeling of self. But through praying, having feeling of self, or feeling of love, you will feel at the same time the absolute unknown being, which is the other side of the feeling of self. So it looks like self, but actually it is not the same. The one selfish feeling is just selfish feeling without any possibility of being free from it. The other is, although we have same feeling, we have freedom from it at the same time. This is the difference. And this is actually how we live in this world. The children does not know anything about Buddhism, but the way they live is exactly the same as Buddhists live in this world. They may be crying at some moment, next moment they are laughing. We cannot do that. It is rather difficult for us, but for children it is not difficult at all. Quite natural for them. But as we find it pretty difficult. But if you have, you know, some training like this, that is possible. People may call you the sheep. But actually, he is not. That is his, you know, attainment. the big difference. In between master and disciple, we have this kind of training all the time. my teacher, Kisa Ian's teacher, Nishiyari Prabhupada, before I tell you this story, I must say something about his life when he was quite young, or before he became priest, my teacher, grand teacher. He was a kind of rascal when he was young. He left Tokyo for Kyoto because he had nothing to eat or nowhere to stay. So he stayed Kaizoji in Odawara near Hakone Mountain. There was famous Gettan Zenji, and he invited the Raska to upstairs. Come and sleep here, he said. So you know, he rather surprised, unusual treatment. Entertainment. So he thought it may be a good idea to stay one or two days. So he stayed, but even when he wanted to go out, he didn't allow him to go out. You should stay here. So he, at last, he became a priest. Baraka told him to a priest. That priest was my master. My teacher's teacher. Five years before he passed away, when he wanted to make give his disciples some lecture. He couldn't find out some paper, commentary on it. So he called my teacher. Where did you put my paper? So he tried to find out and seek for it, but he couldn't find out. So my teacher's teacher was very angry with him. You must have lost it. You must have thought that it is just a paper. Learned one as you, that commentary may be no good. Just a paper, maybe just a paper. But for me, that paper is very important. How I want it, you may not understand it, because you have too much. Marriage here, you may not understand it, but I want it badly. So, you know, not only my teacher, many disciples tried to find out, but no one could find out. But someone who were working in the kitchen said it was in box. So my teacher took it and took it to the teacher. And the teacher became more angry. You must have, where was it? He asked. It was in the box. who allowed you, you know, to open that box? So, my teacher said, I am sorry. You always say, I am sorry. Even though you say, I am sorry, you don't mean it. And several months later, my teacher's teacher was, you know, crying. And so my teacher asked, why are you so sad? He said, oh, so I'm very sorry for myself and for you too. So since then, you know, my teacher almost, you know, forgot about his ego-centered attitude. So, you may say this is just anger, but it is not so. They are very, their practice is always concentrated on selfish idea, ego, until we can get rid of ego. We had a pretty difficult time, but after that, how you feel is maybe you cannot imagine. Today, at Bishop Sumiroshi, Bishop Sumiroshi already arrived, and he may be waiting there, but he will not meet you today. But it is impossible to enter the Sahara tomorrow. He will give us lecture in Sunday service from 9 o'clock. So, if you have time, please attend his lecture.